Australia's debt levels are dropping. That'll be the message from the Federal Treasurer today when he hands down his budget update. It comes after the Liberal Party's Bennelong by-election win, which has given the Prime Minister a boost at the end of a difficult year. From Canberra, Lucy Barber reports.
The Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull's troops are feeling buoyed by their victory in the Bennelong by-election. Even the more conservative MPs appear to be satisfied.
I think it's given it a renewed dose of stability and given him a bit of a boost.
West Australian Liberal Ian Goodenough was closely watching the weekend's result.
It's left me feeling a little bit uplifted. We've just got to get the narrative back on economic issues.
Today, the Treasurer, Scott Morrison, will do just that. He'll hand down the budget update, also known as the Mid-Year Economic and Fiscal Outlook, or MYEFO, and it's looking positive.
The hints from the government seems to be that the improvement in the budget could be as much as $10, $11 billion next financial year.
Chris Richardson from Deloitte Access Economics expects the deficit to be revised down because MYEFO will show that Australia's gross debt will drop by $23 billion over the next 4 years.
These are big dollars and they are welcome dollars.
But it's not all thanks to the Turnbull government. Chris Richardson says the budget's improved because the world economy's in good shape and because China's ticking along nicely.
A slowdown in China has meant that the economic news has been hurting the budget. So this is the first time in a long time that it's headed the other way.
He says higher commodity prices, as well as jobs and profit growth, have also helped. But there's one vital element missing, pay rises.
All around the world, growth is showing up more in jobs than it usually would and less in wages. Both employees and employers are a little more cautious of the future than they used to be, and so they're more comfortable with extra jobs and extra hours than they are with extra wages.
Australia's wage growth is less than 2%, and Chris Richardson says it's not showing any clear signs of improving.
Having said that, you do have those two big preconditions in place: better profits, more jobs, and that does suggest it'll pick up. But that also comes to the heart of the question of how long this budget improvement will last.
The government will be hoping that renewed optimism about the economy will not only stimulate consumer spending, but also encourage employers to give their workers wage rises. In the absence of that, the Coalition's planning personal income tax cuts, but the detail won't be known until the next budget in May.
Lucy Barber reporting.